There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Great nation, and boy, do we have a lot to jump to during this hour of America tonight. Get ready, because coming your way, Jeffrey Pfeffer, who is a professor from Stanford, talks about the snafus that we've seen lately in leadership and why that is. Jeff Bezos being one of those guys who got slammed in the New York Times for the treatment of employees at the huge company that puts customer service above all else. Is the culture around Amazon crumbling, or, that's just the way things happen at companies who are killing it? So we'll talk to him about that and a couple of other things, too, as well, that are incredibly, I think, interesting. In the meantime, when we look around, and we see that our friends in the West are just burning up. The fires are unreal. Boy, I feel you. To just get some rain in some of those pockets would be great. And the firemen who round the clock are just trying to get some Z's here and there in some pretty dangerous situations, so much so that we've had a call in the military in Washington State, as I mentioned the other day. So the thought is, just as in any fires that bubble up the way they are in the West Coast, get them out as fast as possible. But speed, timing, wind, what's happening is of the essence, and you cannot control Mother Nature. You can't control what's also happening at the time when these fires have bubbled up and spread and jumped highways and certainly all of that. And we're seeing crazy temperatures in Palm Springs. Yes, it gets warm there. But when you say 113, 114, that's hot. Talked to someone in Arizona today. They said, don't even ask me how hot it is, because every phone call they had that day, at least 10 people from other parts of the country had to say, how hot is it in Phoenix right now? And again, yes, they expect heat, but a pretty brutal heat, that's for sure. That's part of the buzz in the backyard. Absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt. It's living under some crazy conditions because of being evacuated with fires around homes, etc. And our friends in Spokane dealt with horrific smoke in the last day or so. But some of that, thank goodness, thanks to some hardworking firemen, a lot of that is starting to be contained, and thank goodness for that. Can we contain our enthusiasm about what's happening, politically speaking, in this country? And the answer is, boy, Hillary Clinton, everywhere she goes, she's getting just grilled about her emails and her server and all of that kind of stuff. Listen, she is a cagey, wily veteran of the process. She knows how to dance around it no matter what, and that's exactly what's happening. And we'll see what happens on the 22nd of October. I've gotten a ton of emails from many of you. We're going to go to a mailbag here about Clinton and this email situation. We've talked to a lot of people in Washington about it. There have been other politicians who have done the same thing, but you would think when it happens a couple of times that this would be something that would be nipped and wouldn't have gotten to this position in the first place. Could it be the undoing of Hillary Clinton? I guess that is the question on the Democratic side of things. As for the Republicans, what's going to happen with Donald Trump? Trump says what he thinks he is on his mind. I mean, he just says what's on his mind. And whether he contradicts himself, somebody said that to me today. Wasn't he contradicting himself? He's not keeping score about what he's saying. He is a one-man, one-liner machine. And what's standing out for Donald Trump is his immigration policy. But does that hold up? How many people are on board with Donald Trump? And how many people are not. And that the answer is in any of the preliminary polls, because we're not even at New Hampshire yet, he does beat everybody. He doubles up almost everybody. And since I say this is about what we are talking about, how many times, raise your hand because I have my special infrared glasses where I can see everything. I guess I should say invisible, infrared, anything you could possibly put in glasses. I can see across the land right now. Raise your hand if you thought Jared Fogle was guilty of child porn. Well, if you did, the former Subway pitchman who made a gazillion dollars, he did. He made a fortune off of Subway after losing all that weight and was their pitch person forever, is expected to plead guilty to charges related to possession of child porn. You never know. Subway severed ties with him the second this happened initially a couple of months ago, earlier in the year, when they raided his home in Indiana. And this was 2 months after the executive director of his foundation, because of course he made so much money, he started a foundation. So after the executive director of the Jared Foundation was arrested in Indianapolis on federal child porn charges, then they went after him, went to his house. You know, so what does that mean? It means he's pleading guilty. That means, hello, he's not pleading guilty because he's innocent. I mean, this guy became famous, uber famous, 15 years ago when he dropped 245 pounds. He was up to 425 in 1 year. He was a student at IU. And he wrote the company, talked about it, said he exercised, but he ate Subway sandwiches every single day. They bought into that whole thing and made him the spokesperson. He was wildly popular. Not so popular now, I would think, with the fact that he is pleading guilty to child porn charges. And as for his associate, when they went to his house, they found what they call a cache of sexually explicit photos and videos produced by secretly filming children. Oh, the worst. That is the worst of the bottom feeders. Sorry. Preying on kids? Are you kidding me? And Fogle, when his buddy was arrested, said he was shocked at the allegations and that his foundation was severing ties. Now he's in that situation where, yep, he's pleading guilty to charges related to possession of child pornography. Well, you can bet he's not ever getting on a Subway commercial again anytime soon. Whatever that's related to, whatever they found on his computer when they went into his house, the proof is in the pudding, but he would not be pleading guilty to any of that if there was not something there. If there wasn't something there, that wouldn't be happening. So it is a shocking deal, I think. But once his foundation front man went down and then they were at his house, there was something more there than meets the eye, that's for sure. All right, hang with us. We've just begun this hour of America Tonight. Anyway, I'll meet you on the flip side.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With our next guest, when you think of what's going on in leadership these days, just the other day, Jeff Bezos from Amazon defending the workplace culture. When I said that I feel like they throw the package to my house from where the warehouse is because I can't believe how fast they get it here when you have Amazon Prime, it's unbelievable. And one of the things Bezos has said is that we start with the customers first. So what happens when that gets upended? And there's a huge piece in the New York Times trashing what happens in your culture. What is the Amazonian culture to all the people who work there? Jeff Pfeffer is with us, and he is the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. Hey, Jeff, thanks for hanging with us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So this is perfect timing. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and some other people in leadership, but Jeff Bezos got slammed with the big whammy because the gray lady tried to take Amazon down with a revealing article about things that happened to people as employees of his company. And no leader, especially on that level, wants anything that's so disparaging to come out. Immediately he sent a memo to employees saying that we care about the employees and it's all about our pride here, and to his knowledge that wasn't going on. So what do you make of that story?
Well, what I make of it is a couple things. First of all, this is not the only story on the web about the harsh conditions of working at Amazon. There's a couple of newspapers, including The Guardian in the UK, that have put reporters undercover to work in their warehouses. So this is really not, in some sense, news. You know, I'm sure Jeff is going to disagree with it, but there's a lot of stuff on the web that talks about the harsh conditions in Amazon. That's number one. And number two, as I point out in the book Leadership BS, we claim we want certain qualities in leaders. We claim we want leaders who are self-effacing and modest and who take care of other people and who, you know, tell the truth. But if you look at what we actually select for and reward, we reward mostly success in people who are tough and powerful. So we say we want one thing, but we actually apparently in our behaviors and choices seem to want something else. And so while it is true Amazon's a tough place, you also have to understand that Amazon ranks fourth on Fortune's list of most admired companies, and Jeff Bezos is typically in the top five of the most admired CEOs.
Yeah, so there's my question. Can you be both? Can you have both all that in a leader? Can you still have an awesome workplace? And you're always going to have a few people that are going to complain if you have thousands of people that work for you. But can you overall have the incredible culture and still be that tough, powerful, admired leader?
It's possible there are a few, but if you look at the contemporary leaders who've gotten a lot of attention, ranging from the late George Steinbrenner of the New York Yankees to, of course, the famous Steve Jobs, many of them are not the nicest people. They're certainly not people you'd want to be stranded on a desert island with, because they are so fixated on winning and on success, and anything that gets in their way, including, by the way, their employees or work-life balance or a bunch of other stuff, is often just collateral damage.
Wow. All right, so having said that, we see what's going on with Donald Trump. His chances of winning the nomination suddenly have gotten a little bit better. I mean, we're still just under a year until we actually have the convention and of course, the primaries and all that's rolled into getting someone to that point. But we see that he's grabbing all the headlines. So what's the skinny on Donald Trump?
Well, the skinny on Donald Trump is pretty much the same as the skinny on Jeff Bezos. I think the political pundits have missed the point. There's a lot of stuff about how he's appealing to some small segment of very unhappy, disaffected, outraged voters. I'm sure that's partly true. But Trump also, he's got the self-promotion. He's hogged the media spotlight. He won't back down. He doesn't apologize, which is something that I talk about in my book called Power. He says outrageous things and doesn't always deal precisely with the truth. For instance, he's claimed he has the best-selling business book of all time, which turns out doesn't pass fact-checking. But all of these qualities are actually qualities that we've seen in other strong business leaders, ranging from Steve Jobs to Jeff Bezos. They take a few liberties with the facts, and they certainly self-promote and don't apologize. So Donald Trump exhibits again this wonderful paradox. The qualities we claim to want in leaders is not what we seem to want when they show up.
All right, we're speaking with Jeff Pfeffer. He's the author of Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. He's also, by the way, the Thomas D.D., the second professor, I love that, of organizational behavior at the Graduate School of Business, Stanford U. And so when you're teaching at Stanford, what do you tell the students about leadership?
Well, I teach a course. It's one of the most popular electives. It is called the Paths, P-A-T-H-S, as in plural, Paths to Power. And I tell them that the world is not a just and fair place and that it's not often exactly as it's been described to them in the kumbaya culture of Stanford. And they need to get ready for the world that they are going to face, and that if they want to make the world a better, more humane, kinder, and gentler place, that's fine and that's great. But you have to begin by understanding the situation, the social psychology, and why it is that we seem to gravitate to these strong, bold, outrageous leaders.
All right, so why is it that we gravitate toward strong and bold, outrageous leaders?
I think it's partly because we are genetically predisposed in order for our survival, to recognize two things. Number one, friend or foe, which is one of the reasons why interpersonal similarity is a strong base of attraction. It's not like we like people who are opposites. As opposites don't attract, it's similar to attract. That's number one. And the second thing is that we want to be associated with people and organizations who are going to win. So if you look, for instance, at Apple under Steve Jobs, that was a tough place to work. And so, you know, why did people stay there? Well, they want to be associated with an organization that is winning, that is in the news, that is successful. And you see this with football teams and basketball teams. The former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight, who threw chairs at players and got fired for that. And I'm not recommending this as leadership behavior, but why would a basketball player put up with that? I want to be part of a great program. So our desire to be associated with winning oftentimes causes us to be willing to put up with behavior that isn't particularly good behavior, but we put up with it because we want to be a part of a successful organization.
Yeah, well said, absolutely. How about this twist in the culture with what we're seeing? It's funny you mentioned sports, that there are now people that are saying we don't want our kids to get participation medals, where, you know, that's a big business in the trophy world because everybody gets a trophy. So forget first, second, and third. Is that a damaging thing to teach kids that, you know, competition, it's okay, but everybody's a winner?
It's, I think, quite damaging. There's been a bunch of articles, including by Elizabeth Colbert, about how we've created children who are not really ready for the real world, because in the real world is filled with hierarchy. There's still only one CEO at places like Facebook and Apple, even though they're in the Silicon Valley. And because organizations are still pyramids, there are more people at the bottom than at every successive level above. And so people have to build, I think, resilience. So if you ask me what are the qualities that, you know, that make people successful in the contemporary workplace, or maybe even in the older workplace, persistence and resilience is really, I think, very important. I mean, the famous former San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown, lost the first time he ran for San Francisco for assembly and the first time he ran for speaker. You look at successful politicians, many of them have had setbacks along their careers. Business leaders often have setbacks. Reed Hastings, the fabulous and very successful and now extremely wealthy CEO of Netflix, got fired from his previous CEO job. So we need to teach our children, we need to teach ourselves how to be resilient in the face of troubles and difficulties.
And does that work in today's world, especially because entrepreneurism is flourishing? And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, wouldn't that also follow suit about persistence and resilience?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, most of many entrepreneurs, their first venture fails. And I mean, we forget, you know, before there was all these famous things from, you know, Apple, we forget the Lisa, we forget the Newton, all the failed products. We forget the fact that Steve Jobs was actually thrown out of the company and came back. So many successful leaders have had, and certainly every company has had product failures and difficulties, and most leaders have had failures and difficulties also. And so therefore, the ability to overcome adversity and just hang in there and wear down the opposition is, I think, a very important quality.
All right, Jeff Pfeffer, thank you so much. Leadership BS, Fixing Workplace and Careers One Truth at a Time. I'm sure you can pick the book up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I already saved this, and I'm going to say it again. So pardon me if you've heard this, but bravo to all of you who email the show. 24/7, baby. You got something on your mind, or you've got a great guest, somebody you're thinking about that you think, oh, that'd be great for Kate's show. Send me the suggestion. I'm way open. AmericaTonight.net. It's that simple. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one is from Chelsea, who says, Kate, you know what? I find it kind of comforting about Donald Trump. At first, I didn't like him. I thought he was a blowhard, the fake hair thing, the whole New Yorkie thing, blah, blah, blah. I grew up in the South. But I got to say, I'm embracing this guy now. You know why? Because I feel like everybody else is just a homogenized version of themselves. And I'm blaming you, and maybe that's a good thing, because you talk about authenticity and that we have a craving for it, and I think you're dead on. Here's the thing. If anybody else in the pack of all those Republicans really felt authentic, knowledgeable, passionate, and a combination of other things I think you need in a president, I would perhaps be drawn to them. And so for Donald Trump, he even tells you, listen, I'm no politician. I'm not great at debating. I don't have all this spin and hype, and I'm a business person, so people weren't asking me what I thought about pro-life. And this is, you know, now I am running, so here you go, blah, blah, blah. I believe it's real. What do you think? Oh, absolutely. I mean, whether you hate him, think he's not qualified, or you think he's fabulous, no matter what, just think about it for a second. If you want to just talk about authenticity, and it doesn't mean you always like authenticity, like what's coming from the person, but there is no question, and I mean, this is authenticity, because he doesn't have a muzzle. I mean, he never did. He got himself into trouble even when he was younger with things he would say in New York. And also, he got praised for people and situations he stood up for, too, as well. So he's taken a really hard line, a very hard line on immigration. I mean, there's nothing about it. There is nothing soft about what he's saying about immigration. He's basically saying, don't come here and have your babies. You're booted. Don't, if you're here already, you're booted. There are circumstances where we're going to figure out a way to make you a citizen, but just forget what's happened in the past, because that ain't happening now. I mean, if he's towing a hard line with that. Now, one thing you do have to remember, whoever becomes president, we get back to the same thing. Whoever becomes president, you're still part of the machine. You still have to go through Congress. That's why we have three branches of government. And you still got to get approval for all kinds of things. So now, President Obama had his executive action, which is what happened partially with immigration and the whole child thing. So that could be wiped away if a guy like Trump or someone who took an incredibly hard line on immigration could do it. But would that really become a reality is the other thing, for sure. All right, let's move on to something else. This one from Sander, who says, Kate, I am in New Hampshire. I'm so glad you're on the air. We really enjoy listening to you. Hillary Clinton and this whole email thing, I'm with you. Let's go back to the very beginning of this. Are people so afraid of Hillary Clinton in government that they wouldn't have told her, sorry, Mrs. Clinton, you got to have two devices. Here's the State Department issued email, and then there wouldn't be any problem, which is so hilarious. Her own arrogance, it seems to me, has gotten her into trouble, even if really it's innocuous. Even if every single email that's been flagged, turned over, and reviewed can fall under the legal auspices, still the fact that she put herself in this position in the first place definitely tells you something about Hillary Clinton. Oh, absolutely. It tells you that, well, first of all, the people around her, you know, wouldn't you want, if I'm in a powerful position or a huge government position like that, well, it's a powerful position. If I'm in the cabinet and I've got people around me, boy, I don't want everybody telling me I'm fabulous and you're right and you're excellent and yes, exactly. I want somebody to argue with me, somebody to shoot down what I'm saying. I mean, yes, they ultimately I'd have the decision. So, you know, she has the one aide who is Anthony Weiner, remember him, his wife, Huma, and she's been with Hillary Clinton for a long time. So you wonder, what's the pecking order? Or who are the people around her that wouldn't have said, hey, I totally understand what you're saying. One device, so we don't get into have hassles with you immediately get it, blah, 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 or whatever the reasons were. I don't want to carry around two devices, all that kind of stuff. Then somebody should have told her, talked her into, yeah, no, because this is what this is what everybody has to do, so you've got to have this government address. I mean, that's all I'm saying. That just doesn't add up to me. It just adds up that people just say, okay, fine, you know, go ahead. Unless I'm completely wrong, but I don't see how. And I do say this. That's why I always say she's Teflon, or the Clintons are Teflon. She's a lawyer. Not for nothing. She's a lawyer. And, you know, so was her husband. So, and they know lawyers. This is the whole thing. You have to know good lawyers in Washington. And if you look at some of what's happened in the past with our laws, there are ways and loopholes to skate around things. So I've got to believe that to the letter of the law, there is a way for her to wiggle out of this. But perception is the thing you cannot escape. What is your perception listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa? What is your perception in Spokane, Washington? What is your perception in Sarasota, Florida, of Hillary Clinton? Even if you really wanted to vote for her or liked her, are you starting to feel like, man, I don't like this because it doesn't feel right? And I think more and more there are Democrats that are saying they're disappointed. So does that mean they're not going to vote for her? There's the question you ask yourself. If I'm her aide now and I'm high on the pecking order, that's what I'm shooting down. That's what I'm concerned about. That's why the pithy comment about Snapchat. Hey, now I'm on Snapchat, and guess what? The great thing is the emails disappear. Funny moment, humorous moment because of the pickle she's in with the whole email thing. All right, let's go on to another one. This one from Bobby. Hi, Kate. I don't know if you saw this or not, but did you happen to see, because I know that you talk about the fact that your ship is in Dallas. Did you happen to see Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, attack on Hillary Clinton's college plan? It got some big headlines, and I was wondering what your thoughts were. Well, what Mark Cuban said was that the plan to stop, or at least cut off, the massive student loan debt, that it would hurt college, make it more expensive, that there's a better chance of increasing the amount of money students owe than decreasing it. He says it's easy to, you know, it's easy to let the real estate, like he said, it's like the real estate bubble a couple of years ago. The easier it is to borrow money for college, the easier it is for colleges to raise tuition. And as Cuban points out, tuition keeps going up because no matter how high they raise it, students can still borrow more to pay for it. He does make a good point. Of course, yeah, hey, dollars in, dollars out. It's just simple economics. So if that, you know, if that's the case, he's right. They'll just keep raising the tuition, which is the thing that's so outrageous. How about a cap on some of the tuition? I mean, look, I get it. How much is the operating cost of universities? Let's sit down and have an open audit, and let's go from the Ivies all the way down, and let's reveal it, right? So Clinton did say that there was a $350 billion, that was her deal, new college compact. That was something she said last week that would guarantee that tuition at the public schools would be, you could afford it without forcing the students to go into debt. That's what would happen. But he's right. I mean, what a nightmare. You think of what college used to cost. And now, you know, people are weighing, well, geez, when I get out, unless I'm a doctor in a specialty or a really highly specialized field, where am I going that I'm going to get the money to pay back these outrageous student loans that are going to be hanging over my head for how long? I want to have a family. I want to do this. I want to be able to survive. I mean, you know, that's the big question, I think, is that. All right, here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, hey, Kate, how are you? You know, I kind of like Ben Carson. I will not vote for Ben Carson, but bravo to him that he's so plain-spoken and sort of a quiet guy, he seems like, that he's finding better footing along the way. I love seeing that because I think he is a sincere person, at least from what we see. What do you think? What you just said right there. I think there's sincerity in Ben Carson. I know some people that just recently saw him speak, and they said he was terrific. So he's getting a little bit of bump in the polls, but he's got too many obstacles to overcome, and I don't think he overtakes Trump. So, you know, he's a no-go as far as he's going to get the nomination. But I don't know. You know, here's the thing. Maybe he gets some other position, because that's also part of it. You know, when you're running, somebody else sees you, somebody else points you to something. I mean, who knows? He's certainly making a name for himself politically more than before. You know, he said some things in the past that got him attention, but now he's in the thick of it. So it is pretty interesting to see. He's right behind Trump, not by a lot. I mean, Trump is still almost doubling everybody. But, you know, 12%, and he was way in the single digits, and Trump in the latest Fox poll had 25%. All right, keep them coming, folks. Your emails are great. Remember, you can hit us up at the mailbag anytime, 24/7, americatonight.net.
sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. Now.com. SayAhNow.com. A must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond in all the nooks and crannies. Remember, hit me up, americatonight.net. Always some incredibly, I think, thoughtful folks when it comes to the mailbag. You know, I think you really honestly, you think about it and then boom. Okay, now that's what I wanted to say. I think a lot of people download the show. You can always do that at GCNLive.com. One of the fun things we do and one of the things that you send to the mailbag, you tell me about your tales with silly things that you've done. We're all human. We all make mistakes, right? Has anybody out there never made a mistake? Oh, please call me. I want to hear how you've never made a mistake. So on that note, let's turn to dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
I just shot myself.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
This one from Michael, who says, Kate, I love your show, but I really get a chuckle out of dumb things. I'll tell you what, I guess this is kind of a dumb thing, and because I've done it so often, and occasionally I believe a few of my neighbors have done it, but I seem to be the worst at this. I don't know why it is, but I can never get trash day correct, and I end up putting up the trash when it's too late, or they've already come by, or it's the wrong day. And, it, you know, it happens every week like clockwork on Tuesday and Friday. I don't know if it's I'm just a scrambled brain by the time I'm done working, but whatever it is, I've had trash that has spread across to other people's lawns. I've had to pick up trash. I've had trash that was so putrid because I didn't realize it. It was left outside because we leave them in bags. It's been a nightmare, and I do consider it to be a dumb thing because I know the 2 days, but I always get them confused. Help! Well, you know what you do? You put a big, giant sign on your refrigerator, eyesore or not, that says, take out the trash, dummy, and write the days. I get it. I think a lot of people forget the trash, but if you do take it out on the wrong day, some places now, they fine you. You know, it's not just homeowner associations like you live in that area, but they'll fine you because trash, animals get in the trash. So then it spreads all over the place and it can become a nightmare. So my best suggestion to you is just to, you keep forgetting. So you have to set a reminder. If you have an iPhone, you set an alarm and then boom, you're done. The alarm will go off. How can you forget if you set the alarm? How can you forget? This one from Shari who says, I like the way you shake things up on your show as you kind of move from direction to direction or whatever you call it. But the dumb things deal, oh, where do I begin? I have such a giant list of dumb things. I cannot tell you. I guess my husband would say my dumb thing is that I clean the house from top to bottom before the cleaning service comes to our humble abode. He thinks that's crazy and dumb. So he would tell you that's my dumb thing. I think the dumbest thing that I've done recently, and I heard somebody else mention this, I was tired of my car looking awful on the outside, so I decided I would just do a quick exterior wash. And I realized I hadn't done an exterior wash in such a long time. I went through the wash and didn't realize that I had my back window open and still didn't realize it until I drove off and looked behind me and saw that things were soaked, including a suit that I had thrown on the back seat. Boy, you must have been so engrossed in whatever it was you were thinking about, because to not know that it's coming in the back window and an exterior wash, usually it's so tremendous, the water that would smash in, like, you know, smashes against your car and stuff. So you were definitely out of it then if you didn't realize that was happening. Yeah, we have had, I think we've had like two or three people over the time period that we've done this say that they've done something similar. Here's one from Brett. Kate, I didn't realize this. I was in a hurry. I had to go get my wife a present, and I had just a couple of hours to do it. Yes, I know. It's lame. I should have done it beforehand, and maybe that's the dumb thing. I went to the mall. The mall was jammed. Oh, I drove around in circles and circles and circles and circles, and finally I found a space. I pulled in. What I didn't realize, and I don't know why, maybe because I was in such a hurry, I had parked in a handicap zone. I don't know about any of your listeners, but do you really get tickets for parking in a handicap zone if you don't have the car marked properly? I didn't do it on purpose. Honestly, I did it by accident. I got a mother of all tickets on my windshield by the time I got back. Let's just say my wife's birthday present cost me a couple $100 extra. Yeah, you can't do that. Is it, you know, it's funny you say that, too, because I don't see many people pull into handicapped spots unless they do have the sticker because they're so aware of a juicy ticket you would get for it. But I can see if you were hurrying and it was just painted on, not where you have the sign in front of you because that would really be dumb, but if you just have the ground painted and there's all the other spaces around it and it kind of was a little worn, I could see how you could not see it if your mind was all over the place. But, yeah, it counts as a dumb thing. Definitely. Along the lines of traffic and that kind of stuff, here's one from Tommy who says, Kate, dumb things. I don't know how many tickets you've gotten in your life, but I think I was distracted when I was driving the other day. And I certainly don't want to get tickets now because tickets are so expensive. And I get it. I mean, if you do something horrific and you endanger other people. It was an incredibly quiet suburb. Nobody was around. You could hear a squirrel scurrying up the tree. And I was pulled over for driving through a stop sign. I swear I don't think I drove through a stop sign. The officer insisted I got a ticket, and I was so furious with myself because I think that's a dumb thing. It is pretty easy to stop at a stop sign, wait for those few seconds, and then take off. You know, I don't feel badly about that. And I haven't gotten a ticket, knock on wood, knock on microphone, in a long time. But the last ticket I got was for that, and I didn't think I did it either. I was like, I don't know if I was furious. I just was upset that, are you kidding me? Rolling through. And I was in a similar situation where there weren't people around me. It was in the middle of nowhere, and boom, that was it. So, it counts as a dumb thing. You just have to sit at the stop sign and count. That's what you do. Just count. Count it off. Tick it off. Okay, how about this one? Have you ever been in this situation? Here from Kim in Atlanta. Travel a lot, Kate Delaney. Dumb thing that I did. I packed lightly, I thought. Had a roll-on suitcase. Had another bag with me. Crazy, crazy lines. I was outside waiting with other people to get into the terminal, and I got on the phone, put my one bag down, rolled in, was still in the waiting, long line, got through and realized I left my bag curbside. Needless to say, it was gone. Who knows what happened, who picked it up or whatever. And unfortunately, it had my computer, it had a bunch of files that couldn't do any damage to anybody, but it was my work-related materials that I was taking with me. I was frantic, it was a nightmare, and now I can say it was a very dumb thing. If you had told me it was a dumb thing when I did it, I just would have gone off in a million directions, but you never put your stuff down, and we all know it. Yeah, especially in the airport, they always make that announcement, but you were outside the airport, it sounds like there was a long line, you decided you're going to check your phone, you put the one bag down, I can see how that happens. I've come close to that. I haven't done it, but I've put a bag down and misplaced it and quickly found it. Thanks for the dumb things. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.